This is Dr. Julie Goldstein, and this is part of Mizrahi's Daily Dose on the Daf project. On Yoma 24, there seems to be a concern that those who are not meant to do the Avodah and the Beit HaMikdash, the various temple services, will end up doing it. The Daf wrestles with non-Kohanim, just commoners, doing all sorts of tasks that are preserved for the Kohen, and it gives us lists of tasks that non-Kohanim are liable to death for performing. And the point is really brought out that nobody but the Kohanim better do these tasks. Now, it's not entirely surprising that the Gemara is concerned that the Avodah will fall into the wrong hands, that the wrong person will strongly desire and therefore attempt to perform tasks that are exclusively set aside for the Kohen. After all, there are very clear indications that this could actually happen. For example, in the famous series of exchanges between a Gentile and Shammai that appears on Shabbat 31a, we have a Gentile inspired and motivated by a shir he heard, asking to do the Avodah of the high priest. And just a few dapim ago in our own tractate, we have a tragic story of religious passion gone awry as a Kohen raced to do the task, a task he was not meant to do, and ended up stabbing another Kohen. This is a radical stirring up of passion for God that ends in murder. So the concerns on this daf are not unfounded. There seems to have been such enthusiasm surrounding the Avodah that it's not outside the realm of possibility that the wrong person, be it a commoner, a Gentile, or the wrong Kohen, could end up doing it, and someone could end up dead as a result. Interestingly, there's a debate at the end of the daf that I think might be related to this concern and perhaps an attempt to wrestle with and resolve it. The end of the daf describes a lottery that was drawn daily to determine which Kohen should do which job, and there are a few very telling features of this ritual as described on the daf. First, there's the religious passion described that needs to be reined in. The lottery itself is meant to prevent infighting among Kohanim prone to just pouncing on any opportunity to worship God through temple service. The lottery itself provides structure that ensures that the right person will do the right job. And then there's the issue of clothing. The way the lottery worked was that the Kohanim would all stand in a circle and each would put out a finger to be counted. And the Gemara wrestles with what kind of clothes they should all wear when doing this lottery. On the one hand, if they all wear priestly garments, then they run the risk that even Kohanim not chosen by the lottery, because they're already clad in their vestments, will be in a position to just run and go do those tasks anyway. So we have the right clothes, but the wrong person, you know, doing the Avodah. On the other hand, if they wear everyday clothes, then the Kohen that is selected to do the Avodah would not immediately be ready to go serve, because it'll take him time to put on his priestly uniform. So in that case, we'd have the right person, but the wrong clothes. Ultimately, Rav Sheshet argues that they should all wear their priestly clothes, but that the person in the circle with whom the counting starts should remove his mitznefet, his the turban that the Kohanim wore, to indicate to everyone that we're not actually in the Avodah right now, that they're in a preliminary pre-Avodah state, not yet prepared to do the Avodah. So the whole thing begins by rendering the first person to be counted incapable of doing the Avodah because he's not sufficiently clad, setting a tone of restraint. Yet, we cannot ignore how the whole section about the lottery opens on the daf, telling us that they drew lotteries four times a day, even though they very well could have done it just once, in order to, kedei lahargish kol ha'azara, in order to stir up commotion, to rile people up and make them excited for temple worship. Riffing off of the already acute and potentially overpowering desire to do the Avodah, the lottery itself fans the flames of passion to worship God. So enthusiasm for the worship of God is actually desirable. We want to invoke it, and yet it clearly needs to be reined in. We have to create structure in order to make sure it doesn't, lead to violations. The key is finding the right balance between discipline and passion. Now, this is not a new theme, but one that goes way back to the prototype for temple service, the Akedah. And specifically, Rav Kook has a unique view on the crux of the Akedah that blew my mind when I first encountered it, and I think could underlie our daf. Invoking two midrashim about Avraham Avinu, one about the child Avraham smashing the idols in his father's shop, which reveals his extreme emotional side, and one about Avraham, the scientist, philosopher, who systematically, rationally deduces God's existence from observing empirical phenomena, Rav Kook says that the goal of the Akedah was first to stir up a fervent passion within Avraham to serve God, a passion akin to that with which Avraham was familiar from seeing pagan acts of Molech, of child sacrifice, but then rein it in with the structure of law, temper it through reason, with the one instruction that stands at the core of the test, according to Rav Kook. Al tishlach yadcha al hanar, stay your hand, don't kill the child. This new system of monotheism that was being introduced to the world at the Akedah would not be one of unbridled passion, but one that would balance between passion and discipline. And I think that this idea very much resonates and underlies our daf, Yom 24. Have a great day.